Every Tuesday, we get up to the minute for our health with Dr. Bruce Phillips from Jennings County Well Care. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You know, in the past, we talked about neuropathy and how most people believe that there's nothing you can do for it. And we talked about how we developed a program to help people with neuropathy. Well, today, a lot of people think when you have a bulging disc, the only option you have is to have surgery. Well, that's not true either. So we wanted to talk about that. Now, there's a difference between a bulging disc and a ruptured disc. And so if the disc is actually ruptured, then true, your option is surgery. You need to get that repaired. But if it's bulging or herniated, as some people say, then you can do a conservative treatment that does not require surgery to pull that bulge back in. Now, here's kind of interesting research is there's a lot of information out there saying that a lot of people have asymptomatic bulges, and that is true because the inner portion of the disc is not innervated by a nerve. So when you start to have damage to that inner portion of the disc, you have no sensation of a problem until it gets to the outer portion. And these are the people that all of a sudden bend over one day to pick, a paperclip off the floor and then have excruciating pain. So that damage has been there for a while, and then the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back hit them, and just from picking up a little item, and now they're down and out for the count, and they have no idea what happened. And so these asymptomatic disc, it doesn't mean they're non-problematic. They are problematic. And there was some recent research that came out, and they looked at the pressure on a nerve root over a 2-hour period of time. And just 10 millimeters of mercury, which is the equivalent of, they say, a dime, the pressure of a dime on a nerve, stops the circulation to that nerve. Now, it doesn't create any symptoms. It doesn't hamper any motor or sensory function. But when you stop circulation to a nerve, over time, you're going to get degeneration of that nerve and start to have tingling and things like that. When the pressure builds to 50 to 75 millimeters of mercury, now you're going to have both sensory and motor loss, significant, they say. And when it gets to 100 millimeters of mercury, now you're having 50% sensory loss and 75% motor loss. So you might notice that a leg is weak, or you might notice if it's in your neck that an arm is weak or your grip is weak and you're not figuring out why. Again, you can have these bulges, and if it's not getting past that inner portion of the disc, you may not hurt, but you might notice these symptoms of tingling, numbness. You might notice that you have weakness in grip, or maybe even your foot is not working right when you walk. So these are the types of things to look out for. And like I say, we can evaluate you for those, and most importantly, we can help those without surgery. And you know, a lot of people think surgery is the quick fix. Well, you got to remember the recovery after surgery. And so there's really no recovery when you do it in a non-surgical fashion. You just gradually get better over the period that it takes to treat you. So that's the wonderful thing, is you don't lose all that downtime. You're able to keep functioning in most cases and get treated at the same time. So wonderful options. If you haven't heard of those options, we'd be happy to have a conversation with you and get you on the road to recovery.
So if you have a problem with a disc and it's not hurting you yet, so you're not aware of it, it could be detected with just a regular wellness check at your office, right?
Yeah, we could check it out and see what's going on and detect it. And the most beneficial way to know exactly where the discs are and what they're doing to you is an MRI. And so some imaging, but we can do a lot of studies and check your muscle strength and do some nerve scans and oftentimes find it very much non-invasively.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Dr. Bruce Phillips, Jennings County Well Care, bringing us up to the minute for our health.